Well, the massive earthquake that hit eastern Afghanistan last week has left around 770 children and people dead and over 1,500 people homeless. The epicentre of the 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in a remote area near the border with Pakistan. The disaster highlights the, ongoing challenges of aid groups delivering aid ever since the Taliban took power last year. Chris Nyamandi is a country director for Save the Children in Afghanistan. He's on the line from Kabul. Chris, thanks for your time. Firstly, have you sent teams to the site of the devastation? I mean, what are the needs that are most greatest in these areas?
So we receive reports that the needs are really dire. Entire villages have been destroyed. The number of people who have died and injured is increasing every day. People need assistance with emergency shelter constructions, as well as food, water, and other basic needs. Andy, remember, these are places that were not accessible in the past. These are places that were devastated by the conflict, and again, further devastated by floods that occurred just before and after this earthquake.
And Chris, there's been some truly awful and harrowing stories of children who've been trapped in rubble, only to have come out and to find that they've lost their parents and their siblings and other villagers that they know and love. What are those stories? Tell us some of those stories.
So here we're talking about, stories that will show up in not just now, but in the distant future. Children are still going to have to live through the trauma of what has happened. We have heard the story of a young girl called Mariam. She was trapped under rubble for over 3 hours. She was finally rescued. After 3 hours, rescuers trying to get to her. And then only to find out that her parents and her immediate family had all perished in the earthquake. And now she has serious injuries to her face, so she has to go through the trauma of losing parents, but also having to recover from both the emotional as well as the physical injuries. This is just but one story. There are many other stories we have heard where entire families, entire villages have lost adults, children. It's really, really horrific what has happened.
The Australian government has announced $1 million for earthquake relief to UN agencies. Is that in any way enough to at least provide some relief to these people?
We are grateful for the assistance that is coming from the Australian government and from the international community. But again, this is not enough. Even before this earthquake, Andy, we were faced with over 22 million people across Afghanistan who are going hungry, who need assistance. We're looking at around $4 billion in humanitarian needs only across across the country. So all the assistance that we can get would really be appreciated. And I think it's important that the Australian government comes through with additional funding to address the humanitarian needs across the country.
Of course, Foreign Minister Penny Wong said in a statement that the funding was on top of another $140 million Australia had pledged in assistance to Afghanistan since September 2021. However, the needs have obviously increased and by a lot in that time with this latest disaster. Of course, the Taliban have asked the international community to roll back sanctions to lift a freeze on assets. It's a tricky situation for the international community, isn't it? On one hand, certainly there's empathy for those victims of the earthquake, but many aid agencies won't want to be seen to be deliberately, assisting the Taliban.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is the reality of sanctions. The sanctions are a blunt instrument. They are going to affect the civilian population, including children, who are in no way connected to the decision-making process within the Taliban. And so, as an organization that promotes the protection of children, we really would like to see those sanctions being reviewed as soon as possible. Negotiations have to happen between the Taliban and the international community to resolve those outstanding issues that have resulted in sanctions. People are starving. People are dying right now. People are dying in childbirth. Children are wasting away and stunting. They are not getting food simply because they do not have enough food, and there is no food because of the economic and political situation in Afghanistan. I think that the international community should extend not just sympathy, but real action to address these problems.
The Taliban have come out to say that they will not interfere with aid efforts. Are you confident of this, Chris?
It takes time. We have to see how that develops, because we have seen that sometimes promises that are made at the national level to international media does not translate to real action on the ground. But we'll see. At the moment, our teams are on the ground. They haven't been interfered with, and we hope that it continues to be so.
On RN Drive, Chris Nyamandi is here. We're talking about getting aid to the earthquake victims in Afghanistan. You're with Andy Park. Of course, there are reports that the Pakistan Taliban are diverting aid. What are you hearing about that story? We understand that there has been some reports of aid coming from Pakistan.
So we do not have information and oversight on what happens on the other side of the border. I do not even have information, to be honest, on how that has been working. What I can only say is that these are places that were not accessible easily, not just because of the conflict, but also even because of the physical impediments, lack of roads and bridges and so forth. And so all the assistance that we have has to go through 8 hours, 10 hours of trucking for us to be able to reach people here.
Yeah, it was, of course, an international freelance journalist, Stephanie Galinsky, who mentioned on Twitter that there are some reports of aid being directed, saying that the TTP, the Pakistani Taliban in the area, are taking most of the food at major distribution points. That's certainly going to frustrate efforts to get food and aid to those most needy communities, I'm sure.
Yes, so that would be unfortunate, and I hope that that doesn't happen this side of the border where I'm working, because it's not necessary. What I think all the aid that we have should be going to the people who need it the most, and the people who need it the most are the women and children who are suffering from the effects of this earthquake.
I'm interested to know what it's like for you to operate in Afghanistan since the Taliban took power last year. What's changed?
So what has changed is that we have much, much more access. The security situation has improved because the level of the conflict, the intensity of the conflict is reduced massively. Places that we did not have access to are now accessible. The Taliban has been opening up the space and allowing us to do the work of addressing the needs. It's not been an easy context. We still have to negotiate every point, and sometimes our activities are on hold for a couple of days as we go through those negotiations. So it's not an easy environment, but we are working. We have to work with what we have.
It certainly sounds like a less contested landscape has given you, kind of counterintuitively, more access than you had before. How much will this earthquake set back the kinds of programs you had in place before this earthquake caused such destruction?
So that we have to wait and see. We think that, I think it's important for us to continue to stress the importance of focusing on the humanitarian needs and the assistance that needs to reach people right now. Let me give you a very good example of some of the work that we do. We do work on mental health and psychosocial support for children. So these children who have been devastated by the earthquake would need not just food and water, but also a holistic response. They need to be children again. We need to look at schools, including schools for girls. It's not easy. It's going to be complicated. We hope that the promises of non-interference will extend not just to this earthquake, but also to the entire humanitarian response.
Chris, good luck with all of your very good work and efforts to bring a little bit of relief to those poor people in Afghanistan affected by this tragic earthquake. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Chris Nyamandi, he is the country director for Save the Children in Afghanistan.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.